KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:05 here this morning, we have here in the Nishna Valley partly cloudy skies and your current temperature at 67 degrees. We look today for partly cloudy skies, scattered showers and thunderstorms, and a high of 82 with north winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. And tonight, clear, low around 62. Good morning. I'm Chris Parks with a check of the latest in local news here on KJAN. Well, severe storms rumbled across western Iowa for the second straight night on Friday, and strong winds were responsible for damage and utility outages across the area this time around. Structure damage has been reported at numerous locations, including the Glenwood area in Mills County, as well as near Shelby. Downed trees and tree limbs were a common occurrence throughout the storm path as well. Mid-American Energy was still reporting at the top of the hour this morning that approximately 2,100 customers were without power in the Council Bluffs and southwest Iowa region. That has improved overnight, and they're continuing, of course, to work to resolve that situation. Alliant Energy reported just around 150 customers without services as of 7 a.m. here this morning as well. Council Bluffs police say a truck driver from Nebraska was cited following a fiery accident early on Friday afternoon on Interstate 80. Authorities say 74-year-old Lester Fox of Ashland, Nebraska, was driving a semi-tractor trailer eastbound on I-80 at around 12:25 p.m. near mile marker 1 when the rig left the road and struck a collapsible attenuator and several Jersey barriers. Upon impact, one of the semi's fuel tanks ruptured and a large fire ensued. Fox was able to escape from the cab of the truck. He was transported to Mercy Hospital and treated for minor injuries. Police cited Fox for failure to maintain control of a motor vehicle. During the incident, traffic was rerouted to I-480 into Iowa as I-80 was closed for about 3 hours. The Red Oak Police Department responded to a two-vehicle accident at about 10:39 p.m. last night. No one was injured in the accident that occurred at the intersection of North Broadway Avenue and West Walnut Street in Red Oak. It was determined that a 2001 Buick LeSabre driven by 19-year-old Megan Ann McCall of Villisca did not yield long enough at a stop sign and pulled out in front of a 2008 Chevy Impala driven by 34-year-old Michelle Lee Sismarek of Red Oak. The Impala struck the front right side of the LeSabre after being stopped at a stop sign in a parking lot headed west towards West Walnut Street. The LeSabre had to be towed from the scene and sustained an estimated $5,000 damage. The Impala was able to be driven to a nearby residence and also sustained an estimated $5,000 damage. Sheriff's officials in Shelby County report a man and woman were arrested following an accident early on Friday morning in Elkhorn. A Shelby County deputy arrested 34-year-old Stephanie Ann Carrier of Carter Lake for public intoxication. Her arrest was the result of an investigation into an accident in Elkhorn along Highway 173. Carrier was transported to the Shelby County Jail and later released by the magistrate on her own recognizance. 34-year-old Michael Richard Carrier, also of Carter Lake, was transported by Elkhorn Rescue to Murtu Memorial Hospital. After being cleared by medical professionals, Carrier was transferred at around 2:20 a.m. to the Pottawatomie County Jail for outstanding warrants charging him with theft in the second degree and criminal mischief in the fourth degree for destruction or damage or vandalism of a property. Audubon Police Chief Matt Starmer reports three people were arrested recently. Thursday, 18-year-old Travis Theodore Wolf and 31-year-old Spencer Gordon Houghton, both of Audubon, were arrested for disorderly conduct. And on Tuesday, 49-year-old Jeffrey Robert Albert of Kimbleton was arrested for driving while suspended. All three individuals were subsequently released on a promise to appear later in court. The Iowa Supreme Court has ruled that two men who committed felonies as juveniles and were sentenced to more than 17 years in prison without parole must be resentenced. The court concluded in a 4-3 opinion that long juvenile sentences without the possibility of parole should be uncommon. The ruling means Christopher Roby of Waterloo and Jared Majors of Bedford are likely to be paroled. Both were sentenced to more than 17 years without parole, Roby for sexual abuse and Majors for attempted murder. The case sets Iowa apart from most other states in its practice of telling judges that mandatory minimum prison terms for juveniles should only be short sentences and should be rare after careful individual review based on only evidence and expert testimony. And a southwest Iowa man who was 17 years old when he committed that serious crime 15 years ago and was sentenced to that mandatory minimum term of incarceration without the possibility of parole had his Taylor County District Court sentence vacated on Friday by the Iowa Supreme Court, meaning the previous judgment is legally void. The High Court ordered the case of Jared Dale Majors be remanded back to the District Court with specific instructions. Majors broke into the Bedford home of his neighbors, Jamie and Holly Peckham, on May 31st of 2002 while the couple was attending a church meeting. He laid in wait, hidden in a bedroom closet, wearing a ski mask and gloves, and armed with a large knife. Majors also had a .22 caliber rifle with a plastic pop bottle attached to the barrel to act as a silencer. When the couple came home and Holly entered the bedroom, Majors emerged from the closet and attacked her. While she fought him off, her husband ran into the room and took the rifle away from Majors before tackling him to the floor. Majors attempted to use the machete on Jamie Peckham. Holly Peckham escaped and ran to a neighbor's home. The neighbor, Gene Ehlers, helped to wrestle the machete away from Majors. During his court case, Majors pled guilty to attempted murder and burglary in the second degree. He was sentenced to 25 years in prison with a minimum of 21 years. He was also sentenced to 10 years in prison for the burglary charge. The sentences ran consecutively. Majors sought and received a resentencing hearing in September of 2015. Following the hearing, the district court again sentenced Majors to 25 years in prison for attempted murder, with 70% to be served prior to being eligible for parole. He was also resentenced to 10 years on the burglary charge. After reviewing his appeal in the court records, the Iowa Supreme Court concluded the district court abused its discretion by imposing a minimum period of incarceration without eligibility for parole and remanded that case back for resentencing. And authorities have charged a man with two counts of murder in the death of his parents, whose bodies were found in the eastern Iowa city of DeWitt. The Clinton County Sheriff's Office on Monday charged Gavin Glaze with two counts of first-degree murder in the deaths of 51-year-old Brian Paul Glaze and 54-year-old Michelle Renee Glaze. They were both found dead Tuesday in their DeWitt home. The Clinton County Sheriff's deputies were sent to the home after Brian Glaze didn't show up at work. Deputies found Gavin Glaze outside and later discovered the body of Brian Glaze in a laundry room and the body of Michelle Glaze in the basement. Both were wrapped in blankets and had died of multiple sharp force injuries and strangulations. Brian Glaze also suffered blows to his head. DeWitt was jailed on $1 million bond. That's a look at some of the latest in news for you here this morning. Now taking a look at your funeral announcements. Clarence R. Funheller, age 96, of Audubon, died on November 5, 2016. Celebration of Life Memorial Services for Clarence Funheller will be held today at noon at the First United Methodist Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has the arrangements. Joy A. Downing, age 85, of Adair, died June 10th at the Community Care Center in Stewart. Funeral services for Joy Downing will be held today at 2:30 p.m. at the United Methodist Church in Adair. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home has the arrangements. Rhoda C. Jorgensen, age 88, of Audubon, died Thursday at the Audubon County Memorial Hospital. Funeral services for Rhoda Jorgensen will be held Monday at 10:30 a.m. at Our Savior's Lutheran Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has the arrangements. Albert Sherm, age 98, of Avoca and formerly of Walnut, died Wednesday at Murtu Medical Center in Harlan. Funeral services for Albert Sherm will be held on Monday at 11 a.m. at the First Presbyterian Church in Walnut. Polly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca has the arrangements. Miles L. Gibson, age 87, of Dallas Center, died Friday at home. Per his wishes, cremation has taken place and no services will be held for Miles Gibson at this time. Twig Funeral Home in Panora is handling the arrangements. And Betty Brown, age 79, of Cumberland, died Tuesday at home. A celebration of life for Betty Brown will be held at a later date. Roland Funeral Service in Atlantic is handling the arrangements. That's a look at your latest in news and funeral announcements here on KJAN. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN News.